This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You will be fine, you fucking asshole.
That was good.
Yeah, no, that's Tom DeLonge's line from the Mark, Tom, and Travis show, Blink-182's live album. So after they play that song, which is Don't Leave Me off of, I believe, Enema of the State, Mark sings the finishing bar, and Tom echoes, "You will be fine, you fucking asshole."
That's nice. That's nice for Tom. That's nice for us.
And that was nice for Mark, and it was nice for Travis on the day.
It was written by Jack Marshall, longtime listener, first time baller. He is a baller.
Whoa.
He was looking, he heard we were looking for some more Blink, obviously. So enjoy.
Always.
Greetings from Brisbane.
I was going to make a joke that they were recording that album in Brisbane. Damn, I wish I did.
Really?
Now. Yeah, now the coincidence will always have been after the fact, tried to shoehorn it in, but it would have been cool.
Here, just say it. I'll edit it in earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark, Tom, and Travis show. Okay.
P.S.
Fuck!
If you could be so kind, I do a weekly podcast with a fellow stand-up comedian down here called Beer Shark, and we would love a shout-out. Ta-da.
Nice.
So shout-out to Beer Shark.
Shout-out to Beer Shark. That was a really good cover. At first, I thought it was the real song.
Yeah,
which would have been fine. I would have played that. I would have just played the song.
It sounded really good.
It did. It really did.
It sounded musically interesting. The voice was nice. I mean, I can sort of relate to how good the voice is.
That's truly not far from a voice that I think is good.
How fucked up is that? How is that?
It sounds like kind of like the Simple Plan guy's voice, who is like, essentially, I think, doing an impression of the Newfound Glory guy.
Yeah, everyone's doing an impression of an impression. It started with John Lennon, and then because you were playing telephone so often, by the 38th iteration, it's, "Hey guys, there's something in the bathroom."
That is Tom's voice, and it's so fucking soothing to me.
I think we talk about Tom's voice a lot, but again, I have to ask you, Tom's just at home with his wife or whatever, and he's like, "Hey, so for breakfast, I was like," does he actually talk like that? Like, "Do you guys want oatmeal?" Or is that like a singing affectation?
I think he hams it up for the singing, but I think that's his like accent, you know?
You've seen like interviews with him, I'm sure.
Yeah. I've seen like the Urethra Chronicles, like the old Blink-182 self-made documentary.
Yeah. and that's.
But yeah, when he has like when he does like the interviews about the alien stuff, which I find a little depressing. I don't like watching those, but yeah, I think that's kind of his voice.
You don't like watching them because it's like you think he's kind of right and you don't want to admit to yourself that there's life on other planets. So like, why are we living on ours?
That's not entirely it. I guess I haven't explored whether I think he's right or not. I don't think he's right, I guess.
Would you say the truth is out there?
I'd say the truth is out there. Yeah.
I would say he's out there. I mean, he's an astronaut himself.
Well, he's not an astronaut.
No, obviously not. Astronauts are, you know, trained physical physicists. Mm-hmm.
He does go to space. He goes to space. He's just not NASA astronaut. Can you be an astronaut if you're not NASA?
Yeah. Like,
because Russians, they called cosmonauts.
Right.
And I don't know why was that different?
Yeah, why is or is that the American term for a Russian astronaut? Because they don't speak English, unless the cosmonaut is like an Americanized version of a Russian word. Mm-hmm. But it's the same. The N-A-U-T at the end is the same. It's right. They're just going into the cosmo, and we're going into the astro.
And what does not mean? Because it's also like, it's night, right?
Not. Yeah, what else ends with N-A-U-T?
Dreadnought?
Yeah, fear not. Anyway, you're okay. Drinking Starbucks. I'm drinking Phil's coffee. Life is trending back to normal, or at the very least, we're forcing it to be that way. Mm-hmm.
There are little, tiny little perks of old society that you can cling on to. I am tasting a Starbucks coffee. Feels
nice.
But
instead of walking to one, what did you have to do to obtain yours?
I had to drive 30 minutes to one, go through the drive-thru, and was handed a coffee by someone wearing gloves and a mask, and I was wearing gloves and a mask. It doesn't feel quite like going into Starbucks in old world, but
no.
The familiar taste is the same. And now that I'm home drinking it, it brings me back to better days. How about you?
Because yeah, I got Phil's, which is one of my favorite coffees, maybe my favorite coffee in LA. And because I couldn't have it for a month, or was at the very least too afraid to go out and get it, and maybe I still should be, the fact that I have it once in 38 days means it's more special. It feels better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. How did you get it? Did you walk into it?
It was pretty interesting. I ordered it online, which is how I normally do. But instead of going into the store, it's blocked off. And then there's just my coffee sitting there in the middle of an empty Phil's. I'm like, oh, that's my coffee. And then somebody, again, wearing like a hazmat suit, gives it to me. I'm wearing a mask and a glove, and I take it like it's a sample of contaminated virus that I'm not mm-hmm. supposed to get within 6 feet of. And
yeah.
Then I just start, I go to drink, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm wearing a mask. I can't drink it yet.
Yep.
So I have to drive it to a safe place, mm-hmm. wash my hands, and then sort of affix my lips to the opening of the lid. I'm like, wait a minute, did that just undo everything that I've done? I'm wearing a glove, and now I'm just sucking down this plastic top. The guy at Phil's is still just not wearing a glove or a mask at all. It's just this greasy teenager coughing into my drink.
Yeah, seeing that you are drinking it directly from the plastic lid on, I would have put it in a glass. I think I would have put it in a glass. You're dead now.
is it not still traveling through the plastic? Is it not being held into the cup?
I have no idea. I really don't.
Do I try to minimize the amount of receptacles it's been in? If I pour it into a glass, what if the glass has it?
Right. Anything's possible. Anything's probable. Everything's bad. But at least the coffee's good.
When you went to Starbucks, did you also get food because you could?
I actually did not get food.
You didn't get your classic croissant?
No, I did not. But I had gotten it before this at another Starbucks drive-thru. So it hasn't, like, I haven't not had Starbucks for 30 days.
Yeah, you're still.
I think it's maybe been like 2.5 weeks.
You know what I got yesterday for the first time? We're talking real risky shit.
Whoa, what?
I feel bad even talking about this shit.
What did you do?
I went to a fucking whorehouse.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's really bad. That's really bad.
Even risky.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad behavior even when there's no pandemic. That's just bad all the time.
It wasn't even for sex. I went to get a receipt.
For another time when you had gone there to have sex?
For tax purposes, yeah. Because like,
you had blown a lot of HeadGum's income.
We have to count it against it as like a research expense or something. Mm-hmm. No, what I actually did was I ordered sugarfish sushi to be picked up.
And you're saying that's risky because sushi is like handmade?
Yeah, handmade raw fish. I'm not heating it up. I'm just taking it, opening the box, and eating sushi. I haven't had sushi since like February.
Yeah, I haven't either. But I'm not sure that I would be like, I guess I've like avoided takeout kind of in general. But I think I would not be like more afraid to eat sushi versus any other takeout.
And I'm wondering if that's not really happening in like New York City right now, or people are like not just going to a sushi place and getting takeout.
Yeah.
Is that like more of a lax California thing right now?
It must be. I don't know. I feel like sushi wise, they've always been like pretty good about like cleanliness, you know, like it is food that's prepared by hand and served raw. So I would trust their standards more so than like Chipotle, which is a place that has gotten people sick many times.
Even before Corona.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I ate it Thursday, April 16th. So if you guys hear me coughing on Thursday, April 23rd, or in a hospital on Thursday, April 30th, you'll know why.
Right.
But for now, we are recording a podcast just like we always are. If I were you, the only advice podcast on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Josh.
And as of now, we're still healthy.
Still fine.
Which is the most you can ask for in this crazy world. You sent me some questions.
I did. I sure did.
Not ones you wrote, but ones that you found.
Yes, I didn't have any questions for you, but I did find some in our email.
Ooh, I like this one called Dumb Investment.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. I am like Jeffrey the Dumbass says, we'll call this guy Jeffrey.
I love that this, well, you'll see, but I love that this guy calls this thing an investment.
Okay. Right off the bat, he's not even smart enough to know what an investment is. All right. I met a bitch on Tinder who said she liked my hot ass profile pic. She was a dime piece beauty, so I added her on Facebook. After we talked a bit, she told me she was a cam girl, very nice, and she wanted to invite me to see her. At first, I was a bit skeptical, as one would be, but after she said it was free, I agreed to join. When she sent me the link to her website, it wanted my credit card information, but it still said it was free. After I agreed to register to the website using my credit card information, I couldn't even find her on it. After that, she sent me the link to another website who asked for my card information that I ended up giving. This happened 3 times total, and I could never find her on any of the websites, and that's when I gave up. Good man. After a while, when I checked my mobile bank, my card had been charged from 3 mysterious sources, of course. The cost was around $90 in total, obviously. I quickly understood that this must have been from the websites, right, that I gave my credit card information to, and I started complaining and sending emails to cancel the account and giving me my money back. I haven't gotten any responses yet, naturally, and I am worried that my card is going to continue getting charged. Of course. I am lost, and I don't know what to do. Please help. P.S. She sent me nudes throughout our exchange saying she was waiting for me. All right, so this guy was scammed. Is he joshing, or do you think he was really scammed?
I mean, this email is so earnest that I really think he doesn't know. And I'm wondering if our fans are getting younger or something.
Or are they getting smarter and they're fooling us with their silly emails?
I guess that's possible. But this is truly insane, because he said it happened 3 times, but he's not including the time where it asked for a credit card and he didn't give it. So it happened 4 times.
This is like the...
It's funny to be like, on the fourth time, it's like, all right, I'm going to give you my credit card one more time, but then that's really it. I'm going to give up after that.
Yeah, fool me thrice, shame on me. Because 2 times, we're not quite there yet.
It's wild what a motivator being horny is. You will go to some drastic lengths.
Oh, yeah.
Leave your comfort zone.
This is just online. Imagine, remember bars at 1 a.m., how thirsty one could be, what texts one could send, what stupid things one could do or say.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn.
Back in old world. This reminds me of our Tinder episode where you're like, she set up a webcam for me and a few choice bachelorinos.
Her name is Lode.
As an LOD, he is fucked. There's no customer service for a cam scam, a scam girl of sorts.
Yeah, it is. You can't email customer service of a website that was designed to scam you. It's not like they fucked up. They're doing what they set out to do, which was steal your credit card information. So you
thrice over.
What you've got to do is go to your bank. You need to cancel this card. You need to freeze the account. You might be able to sic your mobile bank on these guys to get the funds back. But I would stop going through them, obviously.
Yeah. You know how banks are having a lot of trouble right now with these like loans that they have to give out and bailouts, and they're running out of cash. Do they also have like people dealing with like a guy whose credit card information was stolen, or is it like all hands on deck on the loans, the trillions of dollars that they lost?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. Thankfully, I haven't had to contact my bank for anything lately.
Yeah, we don't know how busy they are over there in customer service land.
Yeah, I would imagine it's quite hard. But at the very least, if you can't get in touch with your bank, you can cancel your credit card and get a new one.
All right. This guy, another question from a pawn shop date dilemma.
Mm-hmm. This one's Corona themed.
Okay. So we'll call him Alex Cora.
Nice.
Shout out
to Alex Cora.
Hey, Amir, an undefeated Golden Mike winner, aka Billy Goat Gruff, aka Josh.
Sup, man?
Quick online quarantine dating dilemma. Matthew here. I'm 28, living in New Orleans, and recently single during this partial end of the world. My ex gave me back all the jewelry I bought her, $800 worth, when we broke up. I matched with a girl on Hinge who got a job at a pawn shop, technically essential because it's a financial institution. And as a joke, I mentioned that I was in the market for an air fryer, and a pawn shop girl says they come by them pretty often. Would it be in poor taste if I invited to go buy the air fryer that I pawn some of the jewelry for it? Would pawn girl find this petty or funny, or as a way of parting ways with the past? Please help. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now this is a real question.
Yeah. This.
None of this cam girl scam girl bullshit. This is like a legit 21st century problem.
This is a meet cute, man.
Do you pawn jewelry for an air fryer in front of a girl you met on a Hinge?
Yeah.
Is that a good look?
I think everything is a good look, except I'm wondering, like, this is cute that he wants an air fryer. I guess I would maybe just go and pay for the, like, pawn it somewhere else and buy the air fryer. Because pawn shops, it's not just a bartering system. You know, it's cash, you know?
Yeah, interesting. I guess I forgot about that. You can literally just go to a pawn shop and buy stuff with cash. You don't have to buy stuff with things that you're selling to them.
Right.
Or do you?
No, you don't. You pawn stuff for cash. They take cash for their products. So I think it would actually be weirder to go with this jewelry and like haggle with a Hinge match about like how much it's worth.
Yeah, because what if she's like $48?
No, okay. I actually ordered this fucking Pandora bracelet from Pandora's website, so I know it's legit, and it has 9 beads on it, okay?
Yeah. You don't want your first date to be a negotiation / haggle sesh for jewelry that you used to give to somebody else.
And there's also like the idea that she might think it's funny that you're pawning an ex, like jewelry that you gave an ex, but she might not. So you might as well take that part out of the equation, because she will think it's cute that you visit her pawn shop to buy an air fryer and you can like do a contactless pickup. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. I wonder.
You don't hear a lot of stories about people like shaking a gloved hand and kissing in a mask.
Do you have to do one mask or two if you're practicing safe Frenching?
Yeah, what's social distance Frenching these days?
I'm curious about dating apps in general. Like, are people on them more because it's like I'm at home by myself and it's fun to chat with people? Or are you like, this is fucking pointless, I don't need to be on Hinge right now setting up dates for 2022?
I think it's both. I think that people are... I have a friend that is on Hinge, and she showed me that like there's like a button that's like Josh wants to like go on a video chat date with you or something, you know?
Oh,
so like they're setting up video chats as first dates, and that's kind of cool. But it's also like, I can imagine some people don't really have the mental energy right now, don't really want to meet someone during a crisis.
Yeah.
But then there are people that are probably distracting themselves with it as well.
Yeah, I'd imagine I'd find a lot of fun in chatting with strangers during this situation if I was home by myself.
You should download Hinge. There's no risk. You won't be able to cheat on Avital.
What? Oh, because I can't meet with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about like if I was by myself.
Yeah, well, it's fine. Yeah. You're not going to like hook up with anyone, so it can't hurt to just like match, flirt.
You're a little devil sitting on my shoulder. Besides, if she brings it up, that means she was snooping on you, or at the very least listening to your podcast, yeah. Which she promised she wasn't.
Why doesn't Avital trust you, dude?
All right, fuck it. I'll download Adult Friend Finder right now.
Why not?
Oh, it's asking me for a credit card. Oh, this is awesome.
Three times.
All right, let me sign up for some cam sites during this break. We'll thank some sponsors and come back with more questions after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz. And you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we are back. Jake, do you have any?
On to Less Sooner Than Five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
I don't this week, but I think you might have something.
Yeah, you know, our good friends Ben Schwartz and Thomas Middleditch have three long-form improv Netflix specials that you could watch. I think they come out tomorrow.
Wow.
Tuesday, April 21st. And if you don't trust our words for it, Ben actually sent us an ad. I sold him an ad so that he talk to you guys directly. Yeah.
Awesome.
So let's see what Ben Schwartz had to say to you guys about these specials. Ready?
Yep.
Hey, what's going on, Jake and Moosh listeners? It is Ben Schwartz, a.k.a. Carrot Slat, a.k.a. Cherry Dude, a.k.a. There have to be. I'll make up one right now. A.k.a. Carlton Magazine. And I just wanted to plug. I took the stimulus check that I was given from the government and I put it right into these ads. I mean, I haven't even received the check yet. I'm assuming we get one. And I just did these ads because Amir's like, you want to know what a good investment is? In yourself. So that's why we're doing this. Middleditch and Schwartz, a two-person long-form improv group that I do with Thomas Middleditch, a.k.a. Dubes. what we do is we talk to the audience for a little bit, and then we do a hour-long show that has a narrative, which is exciting. So you follow a whole story through the show. We're really proud of it. We've been doing it for a while. We've been touring around. We shot these in New York City. And then the year before that, we did a show in Carnegie Hall, which was so exciting. So if you guys have a chance to check it out, April 21st, Netflix. There are three separate specials. We're releasing three specials at the same time. And also while I'm here, I want to plug Amir's fake glasses. They're glasses that you wear after you've already had LASIK. If you take them off, you've done your LASIK, your vision is pretty good, but you realize you look real weird without glasses because that's how everybody knows you. Look for those. That's the stuff that Amir does. And for Jake, I just have beautiful cream. It's the stuff that he takes from his face and he puts it in a little jar so you can put it on your face to look as beautiful as Jake. So Amir is promoting, you know, he has that stuff, you know, that it shows his defaults and then Jake that he's beautiful. But please, Middleditch and Schwartz, April 21st, Netflix, three separate long-form improv specials. It would mean so much if you guys listened and watched. It's not a podcast. You have to use your eyes also. But, we work real hard on it. We're real proud of them. Hope everybody is well. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Very nice. You know, I was actually at one of the shows that they filmed. Oh, so were you.
Yeah, I do know that because I was sitting next to you the entire time.
That's right. Well, I didn't remember because I also went to their Carnegie Hall show, which I guess you skipped.
Well, I was living in L.A. at the time. Obviously, I wouldn't fly to New York for a comedy show. But
for the biggest show ever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Real nice of you, Bob.
But one of the ones that we went to, they shot four, and I think the one that we were at is one of the three that they are releasing on Netflix. So we can speak with personal acumen as to how funny it was to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen closely. You'll be able to hear us laughing in the audience.
Cracking up. And I'm sure if you guys listen to this podcast, you'll like Ben and Thomas's shows. I'm sure a lot of you have already seen them live. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been able to, this is a great time to support them. Watch them all in their entirety as soon as possible so Netflix knows, you know, these are some funny guys who are very influential and let's give them some more specials.
And hey, maybe they have two shitty little Jew friends that might want their own special too, just, you know, catching the draft off their coattails and we can ride that to the top.
So you're saying Netflix will be like, oh, Ben and Thomas did so well. We'll also give Jake and Amir three Netflix specials. What would ours? We don't do like improv or stand up or anything like that.
It would be like us doing like the Game Boy for an hour on Netflix.
So they were like, so it's like, oh, these improv shows did really well.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pay Jake some cash to go into a microphone.
That would be
for
funny.
An hour.
Yeah, they would fucking. Well, who's to say? If these things do really well, Netflix might have the wherewithal to let us do like a fucking chipmunk bit, a snail trail thing on their prestige platform.
Yeah. I mean, David Spade says just being friends with Adam Sandler, like the algorithm loves him so much that it's given him like three or four movies just by being in his universe.
There you go. That's all we need. That's all we need. Maybe we can we'll get all of Jake and Amir on Netflix.
Whoa, that's awesome. So, okay, why don't we befriend Adam Sandler too? That way we like we're giving ourselves the best opportunity. So if like the Middleditch and Schwartz shows do well, that's fine. But if not, then like we're at the very least friends with the Sandman.
All we need is more like we need like celebrity friends as much as we can get, and then we have clout, and then we have Netflix. And then we're rich.
That's cool. So, okay. What's step one in becoming friends with the Sandman, though?
You have to like, be like, well, yeah, I don't know how to get access to him. Does he have an Instagram?
He might have a gram, or like maybe his daughters have a TikTok or something like that that we can sort of weasel our way into.
Do you feel like the best way to be friends with Adam Sandler is to follow his daughter on TikTok as a 37-year-old guy?
Like a Snapchat. You're going to be like, find them on social or maybe a niece or nephew of his.
So yeah, you're going to be creepy towards Adam Sandler's nephew, and that'll warm him to you.
Yeah, like if Adam Sandler's nephew is on Hinge or something like that, and he's set his radius to being bi curious.
I think I'm gonna end up doing a Netflix special with Micah. We're gonna do like a goat show thing. So
how are you gonna gain access to that? Like,
I'm gonna friend Adam Sandler's niece on LinkedIn.
You're not even on LinkedIn.
I'm going to get an account.
So you're going to sign up for LinkedIn, befriend Adam Sandler's niece,
Anna Sandler.
And then get to the point where Netflix is giving you a Goat Show podcast special. Because you're so close to Sandler's niece that you've become friends with Sandler himself.
Any questions?
None. I love the idea. And that's why I'm befriended you, because as soon as the Goat Show does well, they're going to be like, do you know anybody else? Yeah. And then you can start like shoveling off little side projects to me through Sandler's niece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a producer, associate producer.
I'll follow you on Instagram right now.
You don't follow me on Instagram?
Well, not yet, because you're not worth anything yet. Ass?
That actually really hurts to hear.
Okay, here we go.
I post some really good shit on Instagram.
What's the last thing you, what's the last movie and or TV show you watched? We're talking about Netflix.
Ooh, I'm in the middle of watching Ozark.
Yeah, people are loving Ozark, but I haven't started it. Is it as good as people say?
Yeah, I really do. I love it. I adore Ozark. I think it's great. You'll like it too, because I think it's funny.
Okay, it's like a dark comedy.
It's dark. It's funny. You would like it. What about you? Nice. What are you watching?
I just watched Logan Lucky yesterday on Netflix. Do you remember Logan Lucky?
No.
So it's Channing Tatum
as
sort of a mechanic ex-football player who's looking to do one last heist to make some cash to make his stepdaughter, a real daughter, proud because his wife married a rich guy and now he's sort of down on his luck. And then as this movie's starting and I'm watching Channing Tatum, I'm like, I haven't seen Channing Tatum in a while. It's nice to see like Channing Tatum act, because he's like such a natural and he's not necessarily like conventionally hot, but he is like a super hot body and a cool attitude where I'm like,
right,
he kind of reminds me of Adam Driver, where it's like this guy is just so cool and confident and tall and jacked that it doesn't really matter what he looks like, he's just giving off an air of hotness. And then Channing Tatum walks into a bar and his co-star in the movie is Adam Driver and Channing Tatum are having this hot cool dude conscience off for the entire movie while they pull off a heist together. They
play brothers. Dude on dude confidence.
Yeah, and it's a Steven Soderbergh movie, aka the guy who made the Ocean's 11 movies, doing another heist movie with Channing Tatum and Adam Driver and a bunch of other silly characters, including Daniel Craig.
Wow, and it's good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It came out like 2 or 3 years ago, and I completely, you know,
I missed it.
I don't really watch a lot of movies.
What is it called?
Logan Lucky.
Cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the reco, bud.
It's a classic airplane movie, but since nobody's flying anywhere anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. You got to find time for airplane movies.
Did I tell you I was looking for what a cheap flight costs nowadays? Because like who's going into JFK or LAX and flying to another airport?
Yeah, I think I saw it. You found like a $17 flight.
It's right. From Los Angeles to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For $17, granted it is Spirit Airlines, and it is a red eye, and you can't take any bags.
Is it a layover?
Direct flight, but it's very funny to imagine.
$17 direct flight?
Yeah, from Los Angeles to Florida.
My God.
That's almost like, I have to do it for the price of a fucking movie. I can be in Florida. When else could I say that I did that?
Were you really thinking about doing it?
Of course not. You'd have to pay me so much money to fly to go to LAX, let alone on an airplane, let alone on Spirit Air, a red eye in June.
Yeah. I mean, definitely very, very irresponsible, but it would just be interesting to see what LAX looks like right now.
Yeah. Or what JFK looks like, or like what I haven't seen.
People
a lot
are
of
flying.
Like, images. Yeah, the airports are still open, but like, are flights completely empty? I guess, where are people going?
I think flights are mostly empty.
Right. But you would think it's like people escaping, or people going somewhere remote, or like nobody's traveling.
Or essential people having to fly.
Yeah, that's right. They're like flying nurses out from low concentration areas to high. One of Avital's friends flew to Hong Kong to be with her parents during this, and they are like so like organized, and the government is like on top of their shit, to the point where as soon as she landed, the government sent her like with a bracelet to a house to be quarantined, sent her a test, and then like got the results and told her that like she tested negative and she had to wait 14 days to quarantine. And as soon as she was done, she's like, all right, they texted her and was like, your quarantine is lifted, throw your bracelet away, download this app so we can like trace and track your like every moves.
Holy
like,
shit.
If she left the house, they would have known about it. And that's like the type of shit that they're saying they might have to do in America to like, once we open things up a little bit, just to like test it out, like we have to be able to test everyone. The government has to be able to track everyone so that they know, like, as soon as you have a fever or you tested positive, that you have to stay at home and we can trace you by your apps or some sort of like wearable tech that you have to put on.
All right. This seems good. This seems good.
But it's
this
fine,
is the world I wanted to live in.
The Donald is going to be in charge of it. So, like, you know, like, he's not going to do anything nefarious with our whereabouts or anything like that.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. But, you know, you'll be able to go to Starbucks without a mask if this is the case.
Will I?
No, you'll still have to wear it just for peace of mind.
But then at least the government will know that I did.
Bingo.
Cool.
What kind of coffee did you get?
A grande black iced coffee.
Just black?
Yeah.
Can't you get that like from a store, like a big carafe of grocery store Starbucks black coffee?
I can. And I did. And
but it's not the same?
No, it is the same. I just needed a drive this morning. Some days you're like, I don't feel like doing anything, but I need to do something. So I'll do something really low maintenance, like drive my car for half an hour.
Yeah.
And then you want to give yourself a destination, even if it's a dumb one. So that was
it. That's cool. You know what I did? I, on a walk recently, I didn't listen to a podcast. I listened to music. It's sort of adjacent to my dancing advice from last week.
Yes. Yeah. You do have to remember to listen to music. It's funny how music will improve your mood.
Yeah. I rarely just, it feels like a waste of time to listen to music. I'm like, wait, I have 9 podcasts to get through about the situation and various comedy or sports news that I need updated. And it's like, or I could just listen to music and just sort of like, you know, bob my head while I enjoy the sunshine here.
Yeah. I think you don't need as much news as you think you need. And you do need a little more like me time. Yeah. Everyone's got to work on their mental health and their attitude at this point, you know?
Yeah. Did you drive by yourself?
No. Drove with Micah. Cool.
You also want to take some alone time too. Don't forget to take some time for yourself.
That's right. I have been going on bike rides solo dolo.
Wow. I was bluffing.
Oh.
The fact that you need to do that by yourself is kind of really messing up.
You're a mental coward.
A lot of people are counting on you. All right. One last question.
Sure.
This one is called Struggling Boyfriend.
Okay. Okay.
It was written from the struggling boyfriend. So we'll call this man, I don't know, who's a struggling boyfriend nowadays? Chad?
Chad. Yeah. Chads are struggling. Chad's name got a bad rap for a long time.
And now he's just like socially isolating by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Chad. I'm having some issues with a lady friend of a year. I'm a 19-year-old male in college named Chad, dating a high school senior long distance. That doesn't sound easy. In a night of anxious curiosity, I asked my girlfriend to answer some questions about her ex, you know, as one is wont to do.
Yeah, don't worry. Those always end up great.
Knowing that she had only gotten to first base with him, I thought my questions would calm me. I am calm knowing you only Frenched him. Woo! Mario Kart? I asked my girlfriend to answer some questions about her ex. Well, boy, was I wrong. Turns out she used to... Oh, my God. Turns out she used to constantly get to third base on campus. She even initiated encounters where they went behind a building and she rode him. This all comes as a shock, right? Since she told me that when we got undressed for me, that I was the first person that she was naked for. Deep down, I know nothing is wrong with her past, and she started dating me because I won't let her do things like that.
Oh, what? No.
But I cannot get the image of her riding him out of my mind. It is in my nightmares. How do I get this insignificant dweeb of an ex out of my head? Oh my God, that backfired, you loser, you Chad loser.
I love calling something eating away at you insignificant.
This insignificant dweeb, is he or did he fucking ride your ex, ride your current girlfriend, and now you can't get that image out of your head?
Yeah. Oh, I think about this fucking loser day and night.
This fucking dweebus is fucking probably riding with somebody else right now. Also, he asked about his current girlfriend's history to make him feel calm. He doesn't sound very calm at all. And then she started telling him about the actual shit that went down. He started freaking out. Now he's having nightmares about it.
Yeah, it's always a dangerous game to ask someone, like, to basically form the answer that you need to hear in your head and then ask someone after. Because then there's just no world where the answer is satisfactory. You're like,
yeah,
I'm okay. All right. I need to know that my girlfriend, like, basically only pecked this dude and she hated it and she only cares about me and she just wants to ride me and be naked for me and me only. Okay. That's what she'll say. Babe, what did you do with your ex again?
He figured me on campus. No. And I rode him behind the bleachers on campus. It was
Please.
So hot.
Silence!
I think about it all the freaking time.
And now I will too. And now I will too.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to. That's the long and the short of it. But this is too late for that advice. Now what can he do to get this insignificant dweeb of an ex out of his head?
Right. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. I think you just got to be like, well, you should really just recognize that this is insignificant. Like, you guys are young. He's a freshman. She's a senior. You'll probably end up having lots and lots of experiences. And those experiences don't make you who you are. Like, your sexual experiences in the past are not like the main thing about you. And it feels like a lot of the time that's like what dudes in relationships will think, you know, like your number's really high. So you're like gross.
Yeah, and the more people you date, the more people those people will have dated, and it'll all just get cloudy, and who knows who the fuck happened before you guys ever hung out.
It's so
it's insignificant now, and it'll become more insignificant as time goes by.
Right. Just focus on, like, I guess, like, who your girlfriend is to you, and take that for, you know, all you need to know about her.
And if you want to go deeper, maybe examine what gave you this night of anxious curiosity to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe that's the bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
Anxious curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot to deal with like insecurity, and you can also talk to your girlfriend about that, and she can be sensitive to your insecurity if you like as you're trying to get over it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a classic 19-year-old problem. You're 19. That's what happens.
That is right.
At age 19, everyone's been with like one or maybe two humans.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to discount it too much because I know that I've also been there at 19. So I guess I'll just say that. Yeah. I've been there at 19.
Yeah.
You'll
be laughing. Yeah. You'll be laughing at yourself at age, how old am I, 42?
You're 50.
How long has it been? That's our time. Thank you so much for sending those questions and the theme songs. The email address for all of this is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Right.
If you want some more content, we're still on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're making new Jake and Amir watches. We're making new If I Were You shows. We even played some strip trivia with Jeffrey James this week. So
that's
you can
right.
watch that as well.
Mm-hmm. If that's not incentive... I don't know what it is.
The opening theme song was that Blink 182 by Jack. And this closing one is an epic rap song submitted by Alexander Moravsik, or as he calls himself, Henry. But this guy is at fucking Princeton.
Whoa.
This is a Princeton student.
A Princeton rapper.
That's right.
That was Ivy League rap.
Yeah, it's really good, but it's a few minutes long, so I saved it for the end. So you guys can enjoy that right now. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Jack. Thanks to you guys for listening. And we'll be back as soon as possible. Stay home. Stay safe. Stay cool, dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this?
Hey, Jake H, I got a mere B for you. Should I patch him through?
Yes.
No, you should not.
Everybody sit down, day one, stand up. Roll your eyes back like Amir just said. Don't fucking speak unless you've seen 800 episodes and still fucking scream out Krandis at the live shows. Hey yo, dinner tonight? I know a Mickey D's without a Mickey in sight. Let me know what you like, I mean are nuggets alright? A place to break bread, maybe share some advice. Times have been tough, slept at the office a bunch. My dad moved out, he ain't been calling enough. How did I fuck up? I mean, I read Leron's blog. I ain't a non-reader, yet I'm getting raw dogged. I gotta get away, a staycation of sorts. I pack really light, all I wear are my jorts. Laugh at that, wow, talk about a tough crowd. I'll kill another owl, who gives a shit now? Gone 17 moons, oddly 21 suns. Catch me with a champagne flute in my buns. I'm Rodrigo O from USA Rice. I dress for Halloween like the Passion of Christ. Let me ask you a question, do I have swag? I carry odds and ends in a brown paper bag. I shit in my khakis, read guns and ammo mags. I even showed up to my own wedding stag. I wear a fedora, cause they're all the rage. I fuck on Tinder, unless the girl's underage. Or if it's a cam, I'll send her my wage. Chomping on yams, I circle jerk to her page. You think the beat's slowing down? Let's go double time. Make this shit wet and brown. I'm making a racket, submitting a bracket by an energy like I'm sensitive is deep. I'll call you a diva, but really you're either a Murph or a Pat. Either way, I would leave you. Now pick up the phone, cause I'm cleaning a bowl. I don't have a home and I'm 30 years old. My name must be Rick, cause I keep getting rolled. Don't hospitalize me, I'm too fucking cold. Now don't you get it? Motherfucker, I'm the milkman. Roll a D20, now we getting bucket buckets, man. So take a seat. As two Jews give no fucks, if the pod doesn't help, I'll kill myself in a Starbucks.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.